succeeding with any investment.
This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning. This is Debbie Lewis, and welcome to The Biz. You know, we talk money and small business here on The Biz, and I am with Ms. Rodriguez. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. You are the regional director of?
The Florida Small Business Development Center at the University of South Florida.
Wonderful. Tell me, we have had guests on with just in your group before, and we're focused on small business. And who comes in to see you at your offices there?
Actually, we have a very wide range of clients that come in to see us, anywhere from people who have an idea that they want to start a business to folks that have been in business for 20, 30, 40 years and just need additional assistance in order to get to the next stage of their business.
What types of businesses are coming in? How small is small business that comes to see you?
So, and that's a really good question. So we are mandated to only help small businesses, but the good news is that the definition is the SBA, the Small Business Administration's definition, which rule of thumb is any business with less than 500 employees.
Oh, so, wow, that's a lot of small businesses.
Yeah, so really, I mean, we're looking at probably about 95% of all businesses in the state of Florida constitute small businesses.
Well, that's wonderful. Tell me about the costs involved, because I think that may deter people from coming, and I think they're going to find this interesting.
So there is no cost.
There you go.
and it's really, really great. And a lot of people kind of wait for the catch. You know, what's the catch? Why is this free? And there is no catch. I mean, I just want to thank everybody for paying their taxes in
right.
April, because that's why these services are made available to the general public.
When we think problems that small businesses have, I don't think we understand the scope. I mean, if you're a small business and you understand anything that is not in your wheelhouse is going to be a challenge for you. What are some of the topics that you can help us with?
You know, and you're absolutely right. Most small business owners are very, very good at what they do, whether they're a medical doctor or they're a mechanic or whatever it is that they do. But running the business is something completely new to them. So we help them with business planning, marketing, sales growth, financial management, access to capital, which is a big one, cash flow management, strategic planning, international trade if they want to export their products and services, doing business with the government, which is another big topic.
That's a huge thing, right?
It is. It is. And so we help them in any of those areas.
Wow. I need to be a small business so I can just come in and get advice. Now, these workshops, who teaches the workshops? Or do you do one-to-one or do you do in group settings?
So we do both. We do workshops, and in the workshops we have anywhere from 2 to about 30 people show up. It just depends on the topic, and it's on those exact same topics that I mentioned. And
okay.
For the most part, the workshop presenters are my own staff. So we have folks on staff that are very qualified to teach in these particular areas. We also provide confidential one-on-one consultations. So people just need to make an appointment to come in and see.
I was going to say, it might be embarrassing to raise your hand and say, I really don't understand X.
Right.
You know? And and people think that you're supposed to know that, but you're embarrassed to say you don't.
Right, right. And of course, you know, there's no reason why anybody should know that if you didn't study it or something like that. So, but we give them the opportunity. They can ask those questions in class, or they can come in and talk to us privately about it.
Okay. To make appointments, who do they contact to come in for a private consultation or to see if you guys even teach what they need to be taught?
Right. So the best way to do this is just to kind of go to our website. And once you go onto our website, you can actually either make an appointment to see somebody or you can sign up for one of the classes. It'll show you the full calendar. So our website.
Okay. What's the website? There we go.
Is SBDC, as in Small Business Development Center, so sbdctampabay.com.
All right, and when they go there, they're going to see everything that you've scheduled, and then they can make an appointment if they need a private one-on-one.
That's correct. So there are different buttons on the website. One says start your business. The other one says already in business. The other one says register for a class. So it's pretty easy to kind of just click on the right button for you, and then you go ahead and kind of move forward.
How many times can we come back to you for help? Because you seem like a wealth of information, and if we're not well-trained in, you know, business management, we may need a few choices there.
Absolutely, and we encourage everyone to come back as often as they need to. Again, there's no real limit as to how many classes they can take or how many consultations they can take advantage of. Because we have so many people on staff with different backgrounds, they might come in to see one person today and then, you know, 3 months from now or a year and a half from now come in to see somebody completely different because they have a different need. So there's no limit. They can come back as often as they need to.
How many counties do you represent? Because I think we've had people on from different centers.
Yes, we represent 10 counties. So
wow.
It's a pretty big region. Yep, we
right.
Go all the way from Hernando and Pasco, cover, of course, Hillsborough and Pinellas, Polk, and then Manatee, Sarasota, Hardy, Highlands, and DeSoto.
Wow. Okay, so you do run the gamut. When we are talking about small business help, how in-depth do you go in these classes, and are they just like an overview, or are they really teaching us the nuts and bolts of what we need to know?
Most of them will teach you enough for the people to kind of get started. So
okay.
The way we kind of schedule this is we want people with general questions to come in for the classes. They
okay.
come into the class, they get a lot of their questions answered, but what it's going to do is it's going to actually stimulate additional questions.
Right.
So once they have very specific questions to their business, that's when we want them to then make an appointment and come in and see us, and we can talk specifically about those particular issues that are endemic to their business.
So what if we've been in business 10 years and, you know, things change in 10 years? Maybe we have to buy out a partner, or, of course, marketing changes with all the new stuff that's out there to do marketing. It's not old school like I did it. It's, you know, all Instagram and
right.
Facebook. What if you're not proficient in that? Can you come back as an older business and kind of freshen up?
Absolutely. We love to have established businesses come in to see us because we'll help them kind of get to that next level. A lot of the, as you mentioned, older businesses perhaps have done things the more traditional route. And
right.
You're right. You know, a lot of them don't use Facebook, don't use, you know, Twitter or whatever. Maybe their website needs a facelift, you know, all sorts of
right.
things. So they can definitely come in and we'll do a full-blown analysis of that business. We have a couple of different special services for
okay.
well-established businesses where we can help them, you know, with all of those items.
Okay. Do you send us and maybe have a list of professionals for us to use, say, in bookkeeping or finance or whatever, or are you actually helping us learn how to do it ourselves?
So it's a little bit of both. We actually give the small businesses the baseline that they need in order to kind of establish those processes, those internal processes. But we won't do it for them. So if they need an attorney, if they need an accountant, if they need a banker, we have a group called the Small Business Resource Network. And in that network, we have these types of trusted advisors that they can then go to. They select who they want to do business with. We don't recommend anybody, but
right.
these businesses have a lot of experience in helping small businesses as well. So we feel very confident that they'll be able to find a very, very good partner within that organization.
Okay, great. Give us the phone number again, and how far is the lead time out? Do we need to RSVP for some of these events?
So for the classes, you can go ahead and just go online, and usually we'll take it the same day, so it's there's not a lot of lead time. The one-on-one consultations, it depends on the consultant. They might be pretty booked, like our government
okay.
contracting person. She probably needs about a couple of weeks because she's very, very busy.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah. But the phone number to call is 813-905-5800.
Well, I thank you for being with us today, and we have you guys back every Tuesday to talk about more small business help, because